Hello, this is Dr. Tanya Volter, declining an osteoporotic on Zihan Chen, date of birth 3/8/1994, date of procedure May 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher-Diop. Referring physician is Dr. Ada Behani. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma bloating, comma heartburn. Description of procedure. Informal consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedures including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-looped phenomenon studio gastroscope was introduced into the septus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, and esophagus. The retroflexy was obtained at the cardia. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of a Schelsky's ring, widely patent, non-obstructing. Next line. There was mild gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for pathology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma, biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, avoid NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions are explained. Next line, trial daily famotidine 20 milligrams for 8 weeks. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.